But there's no law that favors men that does not favor women. Still, as women are just protected most of all the time. This is where cheating comes in, first of all. Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of The Complete Man. How are you guys doing? How has been the month of December? How has been the year so far? Yes, finally the year is coming to an end, but we should watch out for all the things we said in the year 2022 that we are yet to do in this year. Now, 2023 is already over and we are yet to do all those things we said. Well, I'm guilty about this. I said a lot of things and I don't think I've done most of them. Guys, kings, we complete men, we need to do better. 2024 is going to be very hard. It's going to be very, very hard. Like, it's going to be hard for majority of people in this world. But it won't be hard for some people. Now, we have to be part of those people that things won't be hard for. It's not just saying it but or affirming it. It's also about doing it. Words are cheap. The work is cost. That is why you are paid to work. Those that are paid to talk already did the work. So we have no choice than to do the work. So when people are saying things are bad, you won't be able to relate. But for this to happen, we must do the work first. Now, the year has been rough for most people as usual, yes, we know that. You know what, just go and download your bank statement for this year and check and compare it to what you want next year. Now, start working towards that. I mean now, I'm not talking about tomorrow, not next week, not next month, not next year. I want you to start doing it now. Now, that is an head start for yourself. Imagine everybody was running a race in the world. To the end of the world, and the rule is the deadline to start running the race will be the 1st of January, and everybody has a price to get. Now, would you start 1st of January or you start now? Starting now will give you a start above those that will be saying, oh, 1st of January, let me start this new year resolution, all those bullshit. The best time to start is now, not tomorrow, not next week, not next month, not next year. It is now to start that work that will take you above a lot of people, give you that head start. Well, 2023 has been rough. People died, people lost, people won, people traveled out, there was war, power changed hands, things became worse for majority of people, and things became better for some people too. Okay, check this out. They said if you want to shop without looking at the price tag, you need to walk without looking at the time. Okay, see this. Do you think people who have power, who have money, people on the Forbes list, people who are out of the system, people who are out of the matrix, do you think those people really care who rules the country or who rules the world? So King, you need to start the work now. You don't have an option to be average. We need to start the work now. So the topic for today, it is not really a topic, but there's a question I was asked about cheating. But let me just say this straight about cheating. I've been ignoring this question concerning cheating because it's very broad. But let me just say this. Well, I'll answer other questions maybe later or in the future episode. The surface of this question is who cheats more? Well, let me explain it like this. The answer is women cheat more. I was talking to a colleague of mine a few days ago in the office. Well, before I go there, let me say, if you have met me one-on-one, I will always say women are dumb.
What type of plane is this?
Yes, women don't have sense. Like, they have it, but they don't know when and how to use it. But at the same time, women are very intelligent, women are smart, women are adorable, women are caring, yes, all that. And all these have to do with manipulation.
This man!
Women are so smart that they manipulated everything they can, except nature. They manipulated men, the society, the law, and that is why most times women are not wrong. Society has made them never to be wrong. The word body shaming was created for women. Women are no longer short, they call them petite. Women are no longer dark, they call them ebony. Prostitution now is now hook up. Women moving from one man to another is now called women exercising her options. A 12-year-old boy can rape a 16-year-old girl, but a 40-year-old woman sleeps with a 15-year-old boy.
You think so, they're wise?
Thing is, women don't like to take the blame for anything. They don't like responsibility. Women don't like being judged. The truth is, women are susceptible to societal pressure and peer pressure and judgment. Well, smart and intelligent women manipulate men in power to take the laws that favor women only. But there's no law that favors men that does not favor women. The thing is, women are just protected most of all the time. This is where cheating comes in. First of all, go and check the meaning of cheating. The person that asked me this question, go and check. Everyone listening to this, just go to your dictionary or something. Or think about it. What does it mean when I cheat? People really think cheating is about sex. Sex is a different thing entirely. When a woman cheats, it is far worse than when a man cheats. Women cheat more. And let me explain it for you. Cheating is actually bigger than what we think. Cheating in a relationship is doing what you can't do in front of your partner, which is cheating is doing what you don't want to be caught doing. It is more or less like going against the basic agreement. For example, entertaining the opposite gender, giving out number, going out on dates, dressing to please the opposite gender, seeking validation and attention from the opposite gender when you're in a serious relationship. All these should not be going on when you're in a serious, when you're in a relationship. All this I just mentioned is cheating. And look at it now. As a lady, for you to give a guy your number is giving him a chance. Most times, this will be in a relationship and they'll still be giving their number out. Like, does it? I've seen married women giving their number out. Like,
not be juju be that.
Does it even make sense? Because it doesn't end there. You pick his calls, reply his message, laugh at his jokes, go out on dates or to his house. Cheating for ladies start the moment they give that guy a chance. The thing is, giving your number is a choice. Picking his call is your choice. Answering his message is your choice. Going out on dates is still your choice. Going out to a private place with him is your choice. Kissing him is a choice. Taking off your clothes is a choice. My dear, you stay cheating while your clothes left your body. And ladies know this. That's why when a girl cheats, it's on purpose, because she saw it way before it happened. Like, she, okay, this guy approached her, he collected her number. You have a boyfriend, collected his number. Now, the guy messaged you, you replied. Video called, you picked, you're heading to make. All those things, you're already cheating. Because first of all, if your partner is with you, you won't give your number out. So, first place, you're already cheating. The degree of the cheating is so large. First degree cheating. Now, I hope you understand why I say dumb. Ladies are just so, they're so dumb. Like, they act like they don't use their sense. You actually allowed yourself to cheat. You wanted to do it. It's not mistake or you were, it's a split second something. Ladies cheating is calculated. She actually processed it before it took place. She fantasized it and everything. Unless the girl is a whore or a p- that does it for money. Then you can like, oh, she just, is something just quick. Those girls are already broken. But men on the other hand, when it comes to cheating, okay, sex, I'm talking about sex now. But men on the other hand, when it comes to sex, as sex is just pleasure for us, we could sleep outside and still love our partner. Because men do not equate sex to love. Unlike women who have to be charmed or fall in love to have sex. A lady that is not a whore or a p- will vision dating a guy or marrying a guy before she sleeps with him. I'm not talking about those loose and broken ladies. Those ones, they can't be saved. A woman don't need, the thing is, the woman don't need to fall in love to collect money, attention. That's the same way guys, and that's the same way men don't need to fall in love to have sex. That's the same way. Same way as a girl, you will collect money, accept attention, put your picture online so that guys can enter your DM. That's attention. Don't need to fall in love with a guy to be doing those things. That's the same way guys don't need to fall in love to have sex. Just that's our currency. Nowadays, married women are even giving out their number. Like, the day I saw it, not once, not twice, I was like,
Funke!
What?
How fast do we hear of this?
Nowadays, women sleep outside and, like, they go out and cheat on their husband and they call it, they don't even call it cheating. They say their husband is not satisfying them any longer, so they just,
will you keep quiet?
You understand? Okay, but now when a man cheats, cheating is when this man gives your currency out to another, like, another person, another woman. Which is love, attention, protection, security, etc. You should understand, women's currency is attention, provision, security, and money. Why men's currency is sex? All these are those primary needs of women and men. Women's currency is attention, provision, security, money. All these things, a woman don't really need to fall in love to collect all these things from a guy. Attention is, she posts a picture online and she expects people to enter DM, all those kind of things, seeking attention. Manipulate with just for guys to enter DM and give her the attention. Provision. She builds guys. She doesn't need to fall in love to build all those guys she's asking things from. Security. She goes out on with a guy. She expects that guy to protect her. Money. Same as the building provision. She still covers it all. But for guys, it's just sex. We don't need to fall in love to have sex with a woman. When we actually love a woman, we give her this love attention, provision, security. We give it all to them. But at the same time, women, we could manipulate the lady as if we give her all this love, attention, provision, security. It's still the same thing. Whether a man loves the lady or does, it still does the same thing. But sex is out of it. It's out of it. If a man goes and sleeps with a prostitute, he doesn't have to give the prostitute attention. It's just money, straight up. It's as if you expect, you take a hookup, get yours, you're expecting her to clean your house.
You think so, you're wise?
It doesn't make any sense. You pay her, she leaves. Yeah, back to what I was saying. My colleague at work feels there's nothing bad in giving out numbers. A lady. I laughed and told her that the only reason why you're giving out your number is because you don't respect your man. And she was thought about it. I was like, yeah, that's the truth. She's not even like sure she's going to get married to that guy. That's why she's giving out her number. That's the same way ladies feel. You don't need to fall in love to give out your number or go out to the guy. It's the same way guys feel about sex. Now I hope you understand what cheating is between a male gender and a female gender. It's two different things. But cheating is doing what you cannot do in front of your partner. That is it. And I hear women say, men are trash. The truth is, women that sleep around the most, we say men are trash. But the women in healthy relationship are not saying it. So, if men are trash is the formula, why is the formula not working? And why are you allowing trash to enter in between your legs? I don't still get it. Like I said, ladies are very confused. Like, I want to be saying ladies are... ladies don't have sense, but... confused human being, they have it, but because it's their emotion that take care of their action, is that they cloud their judgments with emotion, so they're not doing logic things. The thing is, guys, I need to understand this. All these boys out while they blame, so ladies don't like responsibility, they hate responsibility. Women can't handle responsibility except under pressure, and women are terrible under pressure. And all this boils down to why ladies blame their partners for breakup. Ladies hate to take blame, and that is why they always play victim card. And guys, remember this, going into 2024, ladies will always find a replacement before leaving you. It's called monkey branching. Before a monkey leaves a branch, he looks at another branch and is going after the other branch. If a monkey does this, he branch, he won't jump. So as I was saying, women don't like taking responsibility until they are pressured to do it. And again, women are even worse working under pressure. That's why men are better leaders. And I used to ask myself, why, how come feminists have not come out and said they need more female soldiers in war front?
Oh, Mumu, not too much.
I've not had it. Maybe if you have had it, tell me, I don't know. They need more female soldiers in the war front. Or they will say, we need more female workers in the pipeline, in the power plants, what else? Female workers constructing road. I've not seen when women are doing that. So now they're not oppressed by men doing the road, working on the road, working in pipeline, power plant, and the rest.
You be mumu. You think so? You're wise. You are a mumu man.
But do we advocate for women to work when it's convenient? But regardless of if it's convenient, men will always do the work. That is just the truth. Come rain, come shine. That is why men and women are not the same. I hate it when ladies or men or anybody is saying men and women are the same. How? We are two different beings. Another thing is, and all these guys saying all women are bad, men are trash, scorpions, they all cheat and all that. And they say good women don't exist. Well, I would say good women don't exist for you. Like you guys that see it, because I've seen good ladies, smart ladies, very smart and intelligent ladies. I've been with them, and trust me, they are very, very interesting. If you are part of those guys that say good women don't exist, then just be the guy that they exist for. That's the truth. Keep climbing that ladder and you'll meet one. Because after everything, if you don't have one good woman in your life,
they have left you behind.
It doesn't matter if she's a 4 or she's a 10. But just have that good woman. And yes, going to 2024, Bruce Lee said, be like water. Many people will see it and be like, he said, be like the flow, just go with the flow. You know, I will interpret it as, you need to be pure as water. You are necessary as always. Always, you need to always be wanted. You need to have value. Anywhere you go to, water always have value. You need to be calm. You need to be stoic as a man. You need to be scary when enraged. And you could be so many things when you are water.
70 years old man.
The most important thing is that, you can adapt to any place you find yourself. You need to adapt and adapt to any circumstance you find yourself. Because if you put water in a cup, it becomes a cup. If you put water in a bottle, it becomes a bottle. If you put water into a drum, it becomes a drum. So as a man, any circumstance, always you need to have value everywhere you go. Have value, not just I specialize here. When you find yourself out there, always have something to give. That's why Bridget said, be like water. That's my interpretation. And this comes to the end of the episode, the wrap of this year. If you have any question, additional anything you want to say, send it to the message section. Thanks for listening. Thanks for your time, your patience. My name remains Isaac Temidayo, aka Temi, relationship coach and advisor. Let me tell you this also. We go out next year, but you need to start now, not tomorrow, not next week or next month. It's now. Next year will be a busy year for me because the best thing you could do as a man is to prepare for the endless difficulty that will come your way. There is no way out as a man. You either have a difficult life to become someone important or you will suffer difficulty of being invincible. Well, it's going to be difficult either way, so why don't you just choose the one you can control instead of choosing the one just live your life, and at the end of the day, you are nobody, so you may not hear from me that much. Guys, please work harder, work smart. When things go hard, people only go for the best, not the average. In 2024, things will be hard, and if you are not the best in what you can do, then forget it. Everyone will always go for the best solution and not the average solution. Only the best of the best gets an opportunity and not the average. The average will suffer, and life will get harder for the average man that doesn't want to be the best. It may be slow, it may be sketchy, it may be blurry, but eventually, being smart and consistent, you will get there. Hard work also matters a lot. An obsession with that work you want to do. So guys, going into 2024, same as always, be in shape, go to the gym, drink lots of water, read books, stay dedicated to your work, no distractions, and yes, be mindful of those ladies you let into your life. I need you to upgrade as you're moving your strength, more financial stability and everything. I need to change the circle of girls you move with. And I'm not saying you should neglect. Of course, you have one or two friends there, neglect them and be like, oh, complete man said this, just saying, up your standard. Careful, be mindful of the ladies that come around you, the energy they bring. Watch out for the shit test and everything, but more importantly, be in shape, know what you're doing, focus on yourself. As usual, focus on yourself and the women will too. I wish you success in everything you do. Wish you the best of luck. And remember, the moment you choose a woman over your goals is the moment you lose them both. Focus on you and the women will too. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Until next time, remain a complete man. Something is right, this happiness and the attention you don't listen, you've been